is a challenging one in terms of the sources. I was debating whether I should go through it, but I figured, listen, you guys are ready for it. It's a heavy topic on the Yerdeya Dinei Isser. It's very nogea, of course. The topic being buying milk and eggs and meat, I'd add as well, on Pesach. Now, certainly, if the meat, eggs, or milk say kosher Pesach, there's no shaila. It's certainly kosher. The question becomes, let's say a person's going out of town somewhere. It's very popular these days. People go down to Orlando. They buy their own house, their own villa. They're not part of any program necessarily. They send down food and they run out of milk. So they run out of eggs. Can they go to the local grocery store and buy eggs and milk? Milk has to have hashgacha on it. But let's say it doesn't have a kosher Pesach symbol. Or the eggs. There's no kosher Pesach symbol. Are you allowed to buy eggs, milk, or meat on Pesach itself? So look what the Mishnah Berurah writes in number one. The Mishnah Berurah writes, this is found in Siman Taf Mem Ches, Uleinyin chalav shel behema, shel cheles chametz, with respect to the milk of an animal that has eaten chametz on Pesach, afilu hi shel nachri, even if it's owned by a non-Jew, that animal, that cow, nechloku achronim bazeh. There's a machlokus whether you could purchase or when you can purchase this milk. Das Aprima Gadim says the Mishnah Berurah, lahatir hachalav shechalvo, you could buy the milk only after 24 hours since it's been milked. Rather, since it's eaten the chametz, that meaning it was milked 24 hours since eating the chametz, shachal chametz. V'yesh makilin, there are those who are lenient. Afilu bo bayom, some say you could buy the milk even if it ate chametz that day and it was milked the day it ate chametz, it's permitted im ocheles shachris v'arvis midvarim hamutarim. So long as the cow didn't only eat chametz, it had chametz along with some grass and whatever else cows eat, has to be in combination of other items as well. So these are 2 days brought in the Mishnah Berurah, either waiting 24 hours since it ate chametz, or had to have eaten other items along with the chametz. So let's understand what exactly is the Mishnah Berurah talking about. So as I said before, we have to go pretty knee-deep into halachas of Yerdeya, Dinei Isser. It's a little bit sophisticated, but I think we're capable of understanding it. Let's look at number two, the Mishnah found in Maseches Olos. So I want to break down the first idea here we're going to go through is something called equal, which is called digestion. Digestion, how digestion works, how does halacha view digestion? And when it comes to digestion, there are two things to look at. One is the food itself that it ate. So let's say there's some cities that had a custom not to have fish. And some Romanians have a custom not to have fish in certain cities because one time they found in the fish there was a chametz. There's chametz inside the fish. So their minhag of that family is not to have any fish. So that's with respect to an item that you find in the fish, how it did it digest or did not digest. The very chametz, the very kernel of wheat that it ate, you find that inside the fish. That's one point. And then second point is when it eats chametz and it transforms into something else, like into an egg, or into meat, or to milk, that's where it transforms to something else. For first stage we'll go through is if you find the actual chametz it ate inside the chicken, inside the fish. So look at the Mishnah in Maseches Olos, Perek Yud Aleph. The Mishnah is talking about Tumah V'Tahara. Let's say a kelev, a dog, she'achal basar meis. It eats a person, a human flesh, which of course, a person who's dead is tamei meis. Umeis hakelev. Now the dog dies. Umutal alaskopa, fell lying down on a doorway. So the question becomes, now since this animal, this dog, has tumas meis, has a, you know, human flesh, so now is the dog going to become tamei meis and cause the whole house to be tamei meis? That's the shaila. So look what the Mishnah says. It'll go a few lines down where the bold. Kama tisha bimeyav. How long does that human flesh remain in the body and still have the status of being metame meis? Shlosha yamim me'esh leis. If it stays in the dog's stomach for 3 days, for those first 3 days, it's tame. But after 3 days, that meis, that human flesh found in the body, is considered digested and it's no longer considered human flesh. It's whatever garbage it's so at. But it comes to ofos, when it comes to birds, ubidagim, when it comes to fish, kedesh tipol leor v'tisraf divrei Rabbi Shimon. He says, whatever point, he doesn't give a measurement, but if it's soft enough, if the, let's say the human flesh had been digested enough by the chicken or by the fish, whereby it could fall into a fire and immediately burn. A person puts human flesh, let's say, into fire, it takes a while for it to burn. If it gets so digested where you just drop it and it goes into flames immediately, that is the indicator that it's been digested enough, whereby it won't be metame mace. And Rabbi Huda, again, I'll just summarize after we finish his Mishnah. Rabbi Huda says, no, you have to wait. Rabbi Huda ben Beseira, omer be'ofos u'bedogim me'eis leis. A human flesh that's been swallowed by a bird or by a fish, you need to wait 24 hours. So this Mishnah in Olos acknowledges there's a concept of digestion. Again, when an animal eats human flesh, at some point that flesh will be digested and will no longer be considered human flesh and won't be metame meis. They acknowledge that it can be digested. But look at the Mishnah in Maseches Bechoras, number 3.
It's important to Rav Shimon. He doesn't say what the time is.
He doesn't say the time. I don't know. I'm not sure how to figure it out, but it's apparently quicker than 24 hours. That's what it's more makel. It's less than 24 hours. What that shear is, I don't know. You have to ask the scientists to figure that out. But it's more makel with respect to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. But what comes out of this Mishnah is, again, there is an acknowledgement that digestion does transform a food into no longer food. And it won't be metame anymore. The Gemara Bechoras, this is the Mishnah number 3. Dag tame shebala dag tar. Let's say you have a whale. Huge whale. Whale is a fish that's not kosher. It's a dog tame. So now it swallows up, let's say, salmon. And then it goes to the system, and the salmon comes out of the body, the other end of the whale. So is that salmon now kosher? It was swallowed by the whale, and now it was produced by the whale, it came out of the whale. Is that now considered part of the whale and tame? Or no, if it's intact, it's a salmon. It just went through the whole system, but it's a kosher salmon. So the Mishnah says, mutter b'achila. If you see the salmon come out of the other end of the whale, that's still kosher. What about the opposite? A tahor fish, a salmon, let's say, shebala dag tame, it swallows up a whatever fish is not kosher, aser b'achila. You can't eat that fish. So again, you have a salmon that eats what's a good non-kosher fish?
Squid.
Salmon cannot eat a squid. But all right, we'll do it there. Can't imagine that. But a baby squid, okay. So a salmon eats a baby squid, and that squid comes out of the salmon. That squid, even though it went through the salmon, it's still considered a dag tame, and you can't eat. So what's happening from this Mishnah is, this Mishnah says we don't acknowledge digestion. Shouldn't we say, if the squid went through the salmon and came out, wasn't it digested? And no longer considered a squid. It's considered an egg, if you will, from a salmon. So how come the Mishnah Olo says there is digestion when a dog eats a human flesh, but the Mishnah Bechor says there is not any digestion, and that squid remains a squid even after it goes through the whole digestion?
But this Mishnah assumes there's been no change in the status of what was swallowed?
That's it. That's a simple understanding of the Mishnah, yeah, in Bechoras. It comes, goes through, and it remains the same status as being usher as that squid as it was before. It is usher afterwards as now. Well,
it could be that it's not digested.
Yeah, are we assuming that the new fish in Bechoras, it hasn't changed?
So that
it's still in the same form.
So the Gemara hasn't addressed that at all. Right now, we'll see Tosus's question. One simple answer would be, if the squid is a squid beforehand, the salmon swallowed it and came out looking like a squid, well, nothing has changed. As opposed to the dog get chewed on the human skin, and now it's little pieces, and it looks like nothing after it when it comes out. So that would be the simple distinction. But Tosas doesn't say this distinction. Tosas, number 4, he asks a question. We'll read the question side just to reiterate it. Tema. B'maseches olos, tanu, kelev, she'achal, baser, hames, a dog that eats human flesh, kama, tisha, b'meav, shloshiyamim, me'eshles. And we should also read, even though it's not bold, ubaofos ubedogim kedei shetipo laor tisraf. When it goes through a bird, it goes through a fish, whatever it takes to make it very weak, and it could burn very quickly. Alma, we see from this, chashuv ikul, that when it goes through the animal's body, digestion changes the form. It's no longer considered human flesh. But hacha, here in the Mishnah, in Maseches Bechoras, Nami Lishtari, we should also permit that squid that goes through the salmon should now be permitted as well. So look what Tosus answers. If you go to this end of the paragraph in the bold, V'yesh l'chalek bein iser l'tumah. He doesn't distinguish, like you suggested, that, well, maybe the fish doesn't transform at all. It remains a fish before and afterwards. His distinction is, says Tosos, when it comes to dine tumah, we do acknowledge digestion. When it comes to dine iser, we don't acknowledge digestion. So in olos, where it's dealing with tumah, we acknowledge digestion, and therefore the human flesh is no longer tumah. When it comes to Bechoras dealing with the iser eating, then it remains usser even after going through the entire digestion. That's the chiluk of Tosfos. Why? Why be mechai between iser and tumah? There's a very complicated Rav Moshe. Moshe has a long tshuva discussing this topic. I'm not going to go through it, but he has some explanations why iser and tumah there would be a chiluk. But that's what he says. So something that goes to the system would be usser. If it started off as a squid, it's still usser at the end. Now Tosfos says, going further in that next paragraph, v'yesh rotzim lahatir mitoch mishnezu. There were those, says Tosfos, that wanted to permit the following case: chita shenimtzes bepesach b'me'ei tarnegolas. Let's say they opened up the chicken. I know my grandmother said in Europe, oftentimes they'd open up a chicken, they'd find an egg. It was like a decent prize. They weren't very wealthy, so an extra egg is something significant. So it was like a bonus. If you opened up a chicken, you found an egg inside. So in Pesach, sometimes they'd open up a chicken and they find the chametz, they find some wheat inside, or the fish. They'd open up fish and they find some wheat inside. So there were those who wanted to permit a piece of wheat that was found inside the b'mei tarnegolas, inside the stomach of a chicken. However, it says Tosos, you can't make that heter. Lefi masha chalakti, according to my distinction, says Tosos, bein iser l'tumah, ein zeraya. Meaning the mission olos only permits tumah. Tumah that goes through the system now is tar at the end. But something that's usser is usser from the beginning. It's even usser at the end, even after going through the whole digestion. So that's first answer of Tosos. We haven't got to Maisa. We're working.
Just in general, not Pesach. I'm saying in general, we don't really care what the animal eats.
We'll see. We'll get there. Not true. But yeah, then Tosa says, Od Perish Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says, maybe the Shema Yesh Lahachmir Kareb Yehuda Ben Beseira Deboi Meishleis. He says, maybe we should machmir like that opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said in the Mishnah in Olos, you should wait 24 hours for the flesh, the human flesh, to digest. So he says, maybe when it comes to Dinei Isser, when it comes to fish, if it's been 24 hours, maybe in a Hanami, it would be permitted after 24 hours. So that's a suggestion. That's where one of Mishnah Berurah's ideas comes from. Now let's look at the Rush. I know there are a lot of different opinions here. There's a lot to work with here. I'm just going to lay out some of the shitas. Look at the next page, number 2. This is the end of number 5 here, the end of the Rush. He quotes in the bold here, Harav Moshe Zal Mipon Taiza. I don't know where that city is. He distinguishes between when you chew something, this is what you guys suggested, that the case of the dog is chewing the human flesh. So that digests. And afterwards, it's no longer human flesh. When it came to the fish, the salmon, in Ezra's case, swallowed the squid. It swallowed the squid, it didn't chew the squid, and therefore it came out as a squid. So he says, "Kiach masnisin debahachi lo chashiv iku." That's why the mission in Maseches Bechoros, where the kosher fish swallows the non-kosher fish, it still is non-kosher at the end because there's no chewing that took place. Ki davar, reading further in the bold here, ki davar hanechal v'nilas, something that is chewed, eaten, karov le'ikul kodem she'gila toch miute. It's probably referring to the stomach. It, the digestion begins already before it gets to the stomach. Ulefize, according to this, ein raya lechita shenimte shleima b'tarnegolas b'pesach. What he's saying is, you open up a chicken. If you find a whole kernel, it wasn't chewed. But if you find a broken up kernel where it was chewed by the chicken, maybe there's a heter. So while Tosfos earlier said, by dini iser, we never allow you to have something chametz found inside the chicken, according to Rush, it depends on whether it's chewed or whether it wasn't chewed. If it's chewed, it's mutter. If it wasn't chewed, it is going to be usr. Now let's look at the second stage. Is up until now we discussed finding the actual chametz inside the chicken, inside the fish. What happens if they eat something and that food turns into milk. That food turns into meat. That food turns into eggs. What about that? Would there be more of a heter in that situation?
So finding the whole grain of wheat in a fish would make the fish
Not the fish. The chita would be aser,
right,
but not the fish. The fish is still, as long as you remove the chametz, seemingly that fish should be permitted. The reason why certain Romanians don't eat the fish is because you might not see the kernel, and when you eat the fish, you might eat the kernel of wheat with the fish. But the fish itself should be fine. The question really is, does that wheat remain a piece of wheat even after it went through the body of the fish? So now we move to a Mishnah Maseches Temura. This is number 6. The Mishnah says, K'sheira, a kosher animal, it's referring to what animals are kosher for a mizbeach, for karbanos, a k'sheira sheyinake minatrefa. So let's say a kosher animal is nursing, its mother is a trefa. Now, it's not uncommon, by the way. There are some people who don't drink milk nowadays. Why? Because the way it works on a milk farm is the cows are not shechted. They're not meant to be shechted. So they leave the cows till they get old. And nowadays they're able to keep them healthier, and the mothers stay older and older. And at a certain age, just like humans get older, they have certain health issues. The cows also have certain health issues, and they're going to be punctures in the lungs. That just happens over time. And the longer you leave the cows, the longer likelihood it's going to be, the more likelihood it will be that there's going to be a trefa. So because of that, some won't eat milk or drink milk, because if there, even though most cows that produce milk are not trefas, trefas means, again, it's a kosher animal, it just might be a puncture in the lung, which is the most common type of trefa. But since there's a significant percentage of the cows, even though it's a minority, but let's say it's 10% of the cows are trefas, so now I've got a lot of milk. I don't know where the milk came from. Did it come from an animal that's a trefa, or did it come from an animal that's not a trefa? That's called a miyat hamatzoi, a common minority, which is kind of like an oxymoron, but it's a minority that's significant enough. And some won't eat, not many, but there are a few who won't drink milk because of that reason. So now, it's not uncommon for a calf to be nursing from its mother, and its mother might be a trefa. So anything that comes from a trefa, if I know for sure that that cow is a trefa, I cannot have the milk. The only child is I don't know where the milk comes from. But if I know that's a trefa, I can't drink the milk from that calf. So now let's say the calf drinks milk from its mother, and its mother is a trefa. So now what's the status of that calf? Can I eat that calf? Or is that calf now usher?
What about the milk from one cow is usually mixed together with the milk from all the other cows?
That's why we don't know, since we have no idea.
Okay, so there's no issue of
bottle
of being
bottle. Now when it's a significant miyat, so then we...
If you're saying it's only 10%, if it's only 10% of the cows that become trefas, then that would surely be...
There's one thing, is a sign called, I don't want to get involved in that particular sugya, but there's a sign called Ein Mevalin Isser Lechatchila. You can also be Mevatel Isser having Kavana to do so.
You don't know that it's...
Right. All right, so it's an interesting topic for another time about drinking milk in general, you're right. But either way, it's this calf now that I know for sure drink from this mother that's a trefa. What's the status of that calf? So the Mishnah says that calf is psula me'al gabe mizbeach. Since this calf drank milk from a trefa, this calf now is disqualified from being brought as a carbon. So why is that? Why is the milk of that mother going to affect the meat of this calf? So Lukatosis writes in number 7. He says, V'hu adin b'karshine avodos kochavim im ochla kol yomeha. Let's say a cow, now we're bringing over to a different iser. Let's say a cow was fed vegetables that were used for avodah zarah. It was fed in India somewhere, that special vegetables that they worship their gods with, and they started to feed it to a cow. So now that cow ate avodah zarah. So what's the halacha, says Tosos? If that cow ate kol yomeh, all the entire life of this cow, it was eating avodah zarah, she'ikir gdilasa mehen, that the primary source of nourishment for this cow was mehen, shehu aser, afil lehedyo. Tosos writes, if you feed a cow a dover iser, that cow is aser. You cannot eat the meat. You cannot eat the meat from that cow. So that's going to be very relevant for our case of chametz. If your cow, your chicken ate some chametz, so now the eggs are going to be coming from chametz. Or the cow's milk is going to be coming from chametz. Tosa says, however, only if kol yomeha, if it ate chametz its entire life. v'deit davar iser koyomel, would it be usser? But anything less than that, it sounds like from Tosos, it would be mutter. But we see at least there is an idea that when it eats chametz, the meat, the eggs, and the milk become usser as well from the food that that cow or chicken just ate. Correct.
It's not like the Avodah Zarah where the items are inherently davar iser always.
Correct. That's why if the chicken ate the chametz before Pesach, at that point it was mutter. But on Pesach itself, where chametz is a davar iser on chametz, that will render the milk, the meat, or the eggs aser. Look at the Mordechai now. I know, again, these are complicated topics, but hopefully you're gaining something from this. The Mordechai writes in number 9. I refer to number 8 first. The Gemara in Yivamos. A Yisrael shesachar param mekohen, a Jew that rents a kohen, or rather a cow from a kohen. Ezra, let's say he's a kohen and he has a cow farm, so I rent from him a cow. Hareza yachilenu karshine truma. I could feed that cow truma. I cannot eat truma. I can't eat truma, but I could feed his animal since it's owned by a kohen. I could feed it truma. Let's say kohen shesachar param Yisrael. Let's say Shmuley, he's a kohen also, he leased out from me a cow. I own the cow, but he's leasing it. Can he feed that cow truma? So the Gemara says, Afa pi shem mizonoseha alav, even though he as the current leaser has to feed my animal, lo yachilano kashine truma. He can't feed a truma. Why not? It's his responsibility to feed my cow. Why can't he use truma? Truma is his food. So look at number 9 in the Mordechai. Mordechai says, he quotes the Gemara, Kohen shesachar param Yisrael, a Kohen who rents my cow, afa pi shem mizonoseha alav, even though he has to pay to feed my animal, lo yachilano kashine chuma, he can't feed a chuma. Tema, why not? Halo chuma muteres b'hana li Yisrael. I'm not a Kohen. We're only a couple of Kohanim in the room here. A non-Kohen can get hana from chuma. I can't eat chuma, but I can get hana from chuma. So the fact that he feeds my animal, that's hana. That should be permitted. I can't eat chuma, but I can get hana. What's the example? So the Gemara says as follows. Let's say I want to make an Erev. If I want to make an Erev, and they use chuma as the matzah, but I'm not a Kohen. So the Gemara says, you could use chuma as a matzah, and I can be part of that Erev. But I can't eat the chuma. So the Gemara says, you see from there that I could get hana. Meaning once there's an Erev that's been established, that's hana for me. Even though it's based on chuma, I'm allowed to get hana from chuma. So too, let Shmuley feed the animal chuma. I'm not eating the chuma, it's my animals. But I'm not eating it. So when my animals are fed chuma, that's hana for me. Hana is permitted. So why is that not allowed? So says, look at Tosfos here. Look at the Mordechai, the end of the paragraph. Rabbeinu Yakar Teretz, Deha Darmina Hacha Lo Yachilenu Karshine Chuma. Why can't Shmuley feed my animal chuma? Mipnei Shebehema Mispatemes Min HaChuma. What does that mean, Mispatemes Min HaChuma? Anyone know? It gets fat from the chuma. Nimsa HaYisrael Yochel Chuma. Now he feeds my animal chuma, and he gives it back to me after the lease agreement's over. I shecht my cow and eat it. I'm eating chuma. But no, I'm not eating chuma. No, I'm not. My cow ate chuma. I'm eating meat. I'm not eating chuma. So we see from this answer that when an animal eats something that's usser, the animal itself becomes usser. The meat becomes usser. The milk becomes usser. The eggs become usser. The food that it eats is going to give the status to the rest of the meat, the rest of the animal. So that's why he cannot feed, if let's say he's feeding my horse chuma, that's okay, in theory, because I'm not eating a horse. But since he's feeding a cow chuma, I'm going to shecht and eat that cow, it will be as if I'm eating the actual chuma. And it's a chilas chuma, which is usher to a non-kohen. Mordechai himself doesn't like this, though. The Mordechai writes below, near this doesn't appear to me. Dim Cain, if that were to be the case, amai anu ochlin v'tarnagolim ha-mispat min minashratzim. What do animals eat? What do chickens eat? Chickens eat bugs, I guess. Cows eat flies all the time. So why should we ever be allowed to have milk and eggs and chicken and meat if they're all eating shrutzim all day long, which are usher for us? So if the meat becomes what they eat, so that we shouldn't have the meat. So he rejects this whole idea. Meaning what? The Mordechai says that the food, the animal does not become what it eats. Even if it eats chuma, if it eats chametz, if it eats bugs, the meat, the milk, and the eggs will not become us. So we see from this there's a machlokes, whether or not when an animal eats something usr, does the meat, milk, and eggs become usr as well. That's the machlokes.
So what they say, you are what you eat, is not true.
Exactly. So look at Ramah number 10. Ramah writes, in Hilchos Shefa Simin Samach, Halach Lamaisa now, Behema Shenispatma Bidvarim Asurin Muteres. That's the Mordechai. An animal that gets fattened up from something usr. You feed the animal egg, bugs, you feed the animal chametz, you feed the animal avodah zara, you feed the animal chuma. All of that has no impact on the animal, and it's all muteres according to the Mordechai. That's what the Ramah writes. But then he says, "Aval im lo nispata koyomea rak bedvarim asurim asura." Then he pulls back a little bit. He says, "Wait a second, I'm not so comfortable with that. It really depends on what it eats all the time." He's referring to that tosis we saw earlier in the Maseches Timura. If all that cow ate its entire life was chametz, or I should say avodah zara, or chuma its entire life, then it would become asur. So first he says nothing will ever affect the eggs, the meat, and milk. But then he says, it really depends. If everything was eaten from Davar Isser, so then the milk will be Usr, the meat will be Usr, and the eggs. But if there's some combination of the two, so then the those products will in fact be Mutter. So those are two opinions within the Ramah. Everyone's with me still, I hope, a little bit? So now the Shach says, it really depends what it's eating. There's a distinction between things that are Usr Behana versus something that's not Usr Behana. I mean, there's certain things that are usr to be eaten, like a shratzim are usr to eat, but you could get hana from them. Nevela is usr to eat, but you could get hana. Treifa is usr to eat, but you could get hana. But some things are not only usr b'achila, but they're also usr b'ana. What's usr b'ana? Anyone know? Examples? Bas b'chalav, chametz, these are things that are also usr b'ana. So says the Shach, the only time the Ramah would say that anything would be usr, the milk, meat, and eggs would be usr, it's only if it eats something usr ba'na. So if the animal eats only shratzim, eats bugs, so the meat's mutter. If the animal eats trefa, then everything's mutter. But if the animal eats basa b'chalav, if the animal eats chametz and pesach, which are usr ba'na, then the meat will be usr, the milk will be usr, and the eggs will be usr. So right now where we're standing is, we're referring to a situation of milk, a chicken that ate chametz on Pesach. Chametz is davar, that's asr b'hana. So if a chicken ate chametz on Pesach, that means the eggs should be asr. If an animal ate chametz on Pesach, a cow ate chametz on Pesach, that means the milk should be asr as well, because the Shach says only things that are asr b'hana will render the products of that animal asr. That's true, and they're therefore what? Very good. So we'll get to Ramosha about that. Very good. Excellent. So right now, where we stand, at least let's say it's a Jewish-owned cow. Right now, if you have an animal that was fed chametz on Pesach, it would seemingly be usr. Now, we saw the Ramah, though. Ramah said it's only usr if that cow ate a davar isser its entire life. I don't imagine cows are only eating chametz. I don't even know if they do eat chametz. I don't know what's a regular diet of a cow. But let's assume a cow eats chametz from time to time. Let's assume a chicken eats chametz from time to time. I would imagine it would not only eat chametz.
But even chametz before Pesach is not usr.
Correct. So we're talking about, let's say, on Pesach itself, right? If it eats on Pesach, so if it all the food that before and also is going to be joined together, meaning it had chametz before Pesach, which is mutter, and now chametz on Pesach, which is now usr. So there's a concept called, anyone learning Daf Yomi came across the concept Zeh V'Zeh Gorim. What Zeh V'Zeh Gorim mean? So I'll give you an example. Zeh V'Zeh Gorim. They create something together. So the example the Gemara talks about is, let's say you have bread that was baked in an oven. Now I use different types of wood, a cedar tree and whatever types of wood are gathered together. Some of the wood is, let's say, avodah zara, a asherah tree. Asherah tree is asr, and some of the trees are from my backyard, a regular tree. So Zeh is asr. Zeh is mutter. Zeh v'zeh garm, they create something. What's the result? What's the byproduct when one thing is also one thing is mutter? Do we say, well, since there's some avodah zarah there, even though there's also davar heter, the avodah zarah is going to overpower and make the pas usser? Or do we say, no, since it wasn't exclusively davar iser, it would be mutter? So the Gemara is a big machlokas in the Gemara of avodah zarah. It's a bit complicated back and forth, who holds what. Bottom line number 12, let's look inside. You can read the whole thing inside if you like. But bottom line says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Halacha Rabbi Yossi. Who's Rabbi Yossi? Says Rashi number 13. Dezeh vezeh garim is mutter. It's mutter. Meaning what? Even though some of the food given to the chicken was chametz, or let's talk about avodah zarah, let's say some of it was avodah zarah, but some of it was also davar heter, zeh vezeh, zeh aser, zeh mutter, zeh vezeh garim, we paskin it's mutter. The only time something will become aser is if it's exclusively comes from a davar iser. But if it comes in combination of davar iser with davar heter, the result will be mutter. So in the case of that pas, that bread, that was baked in an oven with some asherah trees and some regular chulin trees, that pas would be mutter. So the guards to our halachas, our chickens, even though maybe they're fed with chametz on Pesach, well, it also had chametz before Pesach where it was mutter, or it was fed grass or whatever it's fed. Not everything that this animal, this chicken ate, was a davar iser. So it ends up becoming zev zeh garim. Some of it was aser, some of it was mutter, and the result is zev zeh garim is mutter. So, of course, you should be able to have any eggs or milk or meat that was fed with chametz on Pesach, because zev zeh garim is mutter. So look what the Magen Avraham writes. So why would it be machmir not to buy eggs on Pesach? Number 14, the Magen Avraham writes in the bold, Dechevin da avodah zarah lo batla. Avodah zarah cannot be batal. There's certain dinim, certain types of items can never be batal, can never be nullified. It's usher forever. If I have an idol that gets mixed with other idols that are mutter, I've got one statue that was worshipped as avodah zarah, and it gets mixed with other types of statues, and there are 5,000 statues. I don't know which is the avodah zarah. It's usher. We don't apply the din of bittul. So says the Magen Avraham, whenever there is no bittul, afilu zev zeh garim is usher. Meaning zev zeh garim, why do we say if some of the asherah tree and some of the wood is a mutter, why do we say zev zeh garim is mutter? Because we assume the regular chulin trees are going to be mevatel the asherah trees. It's bittul. Meaning the idea behind, the principle behind zev zeh garim is mutter is based on bittul. The davar heter is mevatel the davar iser. But when we talk about an item that bittul doesn't apply to, so if bittul can apply to avodah zarah, that means zev zeh garim can apply either. Because the whole principle is based on bittul. So bittul doesn't work, so zev zeh garim mutter doesn't work either. So what's the halacha with regards to chametz? Is there bittul by chametz or no bittul by chametz?
It's not on Pesach.
Exactly, very good. There is no bittul of chametz on Pesach. If you have a drop, a crumb, that falls into whatever huge pot of anything you have, a milk, a drop of chametz falls in, that chametz is not bittul on Pesach itself, and it would be aser. Chametz that falls in before Pesach is bittul, before Pesach, because at that point chametz is mutter. But on Pesach, chametz isn't batel. So now, if chametz isn't batel, that also means zev zeh garim mutter doesn't work either for chametz. Because zev zeh garim mutter is predicated on bittul. If bittul doesn't apply to chametz on Pesach, zev zeh garim mutter doesn't apply to chametz on Pesach either. So even though you're right, the chicken was fed chametz on Pesach, and it was also fed something a davar heter, zev zeh garim, we don't care about that. Chametz is not subject to the halachas of zev zeh garim mutter, and it should be usher to buy milk fed from a cow with chametz and eggs and meat. So let's look at number 16, the Tshuvos Avnei Miluim. Number 16, the bottom of page number 3, he says, Yesh letzadei lahakel b'zev zeh garim de chametz. He thinks there is room to make il by chametz, even zev zeh garim. Why? D'afilu garim d'yisur l'chudei Nami ein bo iser min haTorah. The whole concept of grama, gorim, causing something, isn't only an iser midrabanan in the first place. Eating chametz is aser. Chametz that creates something new, let's say it's all chametz. Let's say the chicken ate, let's talk about another case. The chicken ate avodah zarah its entire life. and you can't eat the chicken now. Everyone would agree, if that chicken ate avodah zarah the entire life of the chicken, you vada cannot eat the chicken. But that iser to eat the chicken is only an iser midirabanan. So the whole concept of the gorem is an iser midirabanan to start with. That's stage number one. Then he says, go down three lines in the Avnei Miluim here, umishum de gorem ein aser ela midirabanan, and the chaven de ha de chametz bepesach bemashu. The fact that even a crumb, a small amount of chametz and pesach, ein ela mishum chumra de iser karis. Midaraisa, a crumb is nothing on Pesach. It's only an iser midirabanan that emashu, that chametz is aser. Imkeni says, if you put everything together, the grama is an iser midirabanan, a kol shu is an iser midirabanan, putting those together, he ends up concluding that you can rely on zevezeh gari mutter even when it comes to chametz. Because grama is dirabanan, kol shu is dirabanan, two dirabanans together, we can allow zevezeh gari mutter by chametz, against the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham felt that no, it bilta doesn't apply to chametz. Zevezeh gari mutter doesn't apply to chametz either. The chicken, the milk, egg should be aser. The Avnei Miluim end up saying it is mutter. You can rely on zevezeh gari mutter when it comes to these products. Halach l'maisa, how to be paskin. Number 17. Look at the Aruch HaShulchan. We'll read the whole thing inside. Aruch HaShulchan writes, Rov ha-gedolim hiskima, most gedolim agreed, rak b'kashini akum aser. Only when it comes to feeding the animals of avodah zarah would it be aser, but velo b'shar isuri hana, not other isurim. Why? The ein shum svar lesser. There's no reason to aser the chicken or the eggs or the milk. Vein lecha shelo kederach hana yosem izeh. This is not the normal way of getting hana. I mean, if I eat, let's say, arla, or if I eat avodah zarah, something avodah zarah, or I eat bas b'chalav, it's only aser if I eat it in a regular way. Derech hana asan. If I eat it in a strange way, through my nose, let's say, so that wouldn't necessarily be considered iser. So if I eat chametz, because the chametz went into the chicken, into the egg, and eating the egg that came from chametz, there's no greater shaloba derchana than that. That's such a roundabout way. So there's no reason to ask for the eggs, the milk, or the meat. V'chi'ef shalomar, says the Aruch HaShulchan, is it possible to say, dizeu derchanasan, it's the normal way, litena behema, to eat, to feed the animal. Uchshe yocha behema, o yocha chalba, when you eat the animal, the meat or the milk, hareza dercha nasan, v'ein shum svar lomar kein, there's no sensible reason to say this. V'lachein, says Aruch HaShulchan, b'chamet b'pesach, kishe behema ochelas chametz, when the animal eats chametz, gagon she behema shel akum, when it's owned by the non-Jew, it's mutter le'echol chalba b'pesach, you can eat the milk, you could eat the meat or the milk when it's owned by the non-Jew. But rak bi isuri akum, only when it comes to avodah zarah, he chmir tor was the chumra not to eat the products of avodah zarah. Shafilu pir she aser mishum lo yid bak biyadchal, like we see in the psukim. Aval lo bishar isuri hana. So when the cow is owned by the non-Jew, it's completely permitted according to Aruch HaShulchan. Mishnah Brura says, number 8, I don't know, by the way, are most cows owned by Jews or non-Jews? I assume there's a mix. So I don't know. This is all only a heter when it comes to a non-Jew. When it comes to a Jew, the Aruch HaShulchan, this wouldn't apply. We'll see the emotion in just a second. Mishnah Brura writes, we'll repeat what we saw in the beginning. Uli'inin chalav shel behema, with respect to the milk of an animal, shel chalas chametz, that eats chametz, afilu hi shel nachi, even if it's owned by a non-Jew, says the Mishnah Brura, nechleku achronim bezeh, the das primogodim lahatir hachalav shechalbu achar me'esh la'es she'achla chametz. The primogodim thinks as long as you wait 24 hours since that animal ate chametz, all that milk after that point would be permitted. Now it would be very, very hard to figure that out. And v'yesh makilin afil babayom, some permit you to even have the milk the day the cow ate chametz, im ochelas shachris v'arvis midvarim hamutarim, if it ate other items along with the chametz. I would imagine that cows don't only eat chametz, and therefore, according to the second mandamar, you could be makel by buying any type of milk as long as there's a shkach on it. If it doesn't say kosher le Passover, then you can have it according to this mandamar. What does Moshe say? But Moshe says there's a very long tshuva. I just pulled out three paragraphs at the end here, number 19. Lachain, after going through a whole long discussion, near lefina staiti medina lahatir behemos ve'ofos she'achlu chametz. He thinks after the whole long discussion, there is good reason, medina, mikra din. You could permit animals and chickens that ate chametz Vishar Isurim Bein Babasar Bein Achalav. You could eat, even if it had other types of Isurim, whether it's the milk or the meat, it's all permitted. Now look at the next paragraph. We'll read the whole thing, most of it. Uleinin Lahachil Chametz Vade Asr. Let's say you own a cow. You can't feed chametz. Or you own a dog or a cat. You cannot feed chametz to your animals. That's a davar iser. That's certainly true. Af im yimchor behemos va'ofos lenachri. Even if you sell the animals to a nachri, daf behemos nachri v'chametz shanachri aser liyisrael lahachil. So now you sold your animal off to the non-Jew, you still can't eat that animal that you just sold off. So he says, look at the last three lines of this paragraph. Last word, aval. Aval baser v'achalav, the meat and the milk, lo nesu, af shalomachar. He says, in the end of the day, he paskins that the milk or the meat will not be usher. Even if the animal ate chametz, it's not going to be usher. But this is the key line, achzehu lahoros ledine. That's all mikra din. Aval bali nefesh, and I always tell you guys again, you should know this by now, if you show up Sunday morning to learn, you are bali nefesh. So achzehu lahoros ledine, aval bali nefesh, vadai tov sheyachmir le'atzmo. A person should be machmir for himself, ki yesh osrin, like those who are machmir, below lechel achalav, not to eat the milk or drink the milk from these animals that were fed with chametz, below lishchot of sheyaduashin ispatma b'chametz levad. If you know that the chicken ate from chametz, ubistama, however, ain lachosh af lebali nefesh. But if you don't know otherwise, you go to the store, you buy milk and eggs and chicken or meat, you don't have to assume it ate chametz. In the end of the day, he says, only if you know for sure that the cow ate chametz, the chicken ate chametz, then you should not buy it because to be machmir, as a bal nefesh. But you don't have to assume that way. In a stam situation, you can be mekel. So look at the last line of the Pesach Tshuvos, and we'll stop here. He says, however, even though that's all been said, amnam lemaisa, halach lemaisa, niskabel haminag lahachmir. The accepted practice is to be stringent. That ate it on Pesach. If it was eaten within 24 hours, it causes bad things to the body. So in the end of the day, what the all the kasha agencies say is that one should ideally buy all milk, eggs, and meat prior to Pesach. On Pesach, if you could find kosher Passover, that's ideal. If you cannot, there is so much room to rely on that you could buy even a kosher milk that doesn't say the Passover, a kosher eggs that doesn't say kosher Passover, you could buy these things. Because even Rav Moshe, who's Machmir, says it's only usher as a chumrah, if you know that that chicken ate chametz, if you know that that cow ate chametz. Now, I don't know what the normal diet is of them, but when you buy stam milk, a stam egg, you could assume it probably didn't have chametz, and therefore it's safe to buy any item in the store. Okay, we'll stop here.
You say that the meat, fresh meat,